Hey guys, today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that enables you to improve your mental health from anywhere at any time. Get matched with a licensed therapist from over 2,000 choices and message them whenever you need to. Y'all know, actually, me and Weezy been good, y'all. We've been good for 1 week. You know, I gave us a week.
You know why?
Because
we make money.
Oh, bitch, money coming in.
That's the truth. But when we got to come out of our own pocket, bitch.
Well, I'm not going to lie. My pockets still ain't Weezy's pockets, so I'm going to use this code when she gets on my nerves to get some goddamn therapy. I'm just saying. Here we go. I mean, you can't right now, but.
Max, you need fucking talk space with
you
all
know,
that shit you've been
you got
talking.
A whole
I
bunch
don't
of.
I know what it's about.
We need your therapy. Well. Talkspace provides no commutes and no judgments. For a special offer for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/decisions. That is DECISIONS, and get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today.
I say close the door, turn off the phone. When I tell you pull up, you know what I want. I ain't playing no games,
you know what I want.
Straight fucking babe, no love me, and I'm dead since no foreplay.
Ooh, baby. What we do when we do it, baby.
Got your light.
We got our show sponsored by somebody else today.
Tori Helaine, I hope I said it right. She has her new single, Straight Fuckin'.
It's on Spotify.
Title.
Yeah, straight to the action.
You know her first, like Straight
her
Fuckin'.
She's not I like her already.
She is a great talent that categorizes herself as Poppin' B. She also writes her own song. She's a performer. She has natural chemistry with the camera, as we can see from this picture. If you want to check her out a little bit more, her Instagram is TORIHELENE official. Tori Helaine official. Thanks for sponsoring our show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. As y'all can tell, we got a nigga as our guest today. This your girl Mandy V.
I'm Weezy.
And do you want to introduce yourself to our audience? They all know you already.
Herman.
Is that the name you give you get pulled over?
Yeah.
I really thought
of it. Would you lock me up with Herman?
That sounds a little.
You know what? I'm going to start this. I'm going to compliment you today, Wax. I'm going to just say something nice about you today because you were already getting on my nerves. And I was also listening to Brilliant Idiots this week and you was getting on my nerves.
I was there.
This was actually one of the first episodes you ain't get on my nerves, surprisingly.
He was getting on my nerves.
Him admitting to not being shit, I loved it.
That was nice.
I did?
Yeah, and that's actually our horrible decision. We're going to talk about that later.
My nice thing to say to you was,
yeah.
I always fucking thought, because you'd be covering your face, that you were ugly.
And you're not.
And you're
surprising.
I'm not ugly?
No.
And then when we heard about you fucking the fat white girl, I really felt like he's ugly with a big dick. But now, I'm
handsome with his little dick. That's
I only figure you got a big dick because...
You ain't shit. So they gotta put up with you for some reason.
You know, when you meet a man that's a decent person, you be like, medium, it gotta be. You know what I'm saying? But when a nigga ain't shit, it's like,
you got a horse dick. King Kong dingling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
for
don't
sure.
Think so. It's, you know my shit fucked up. Like,
do you have a cock on your hat?
Yes, it's from my farm.
You know,
it's my
bird. You
know, it's cock talk.
Well, do you remember the last time you had the foot fucking shape on your hat?
Yes, but this right here is from my farm. It's from my bird gang.
What did you say? His cum tastes like chicken wings and weed?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rice and gravy, too. I like that.
I am done. Also, before we get into the show, guys, I wanted to let you know, if you are in the New York City area, we have a live show finally coming to you. It's June 22nd. We need y'all to show up.
Wax
is offering
his
dick.
I'm coming.
So,
and hopefully you will be, too.
A couple girls in the DM said they're going to suck my dick that night because I just told them I'm being celibate.
Hold on, wait. Chicks really asked you if you was coming.
Hell yeah.
They asked if you was coming to
our
show.
That's how I know about the show.
He did come in and say, what they look like?
It don't really matter. I get a lot of titty shots and stuff. They don't ever show their face too much.
Ooh. Neither do you. What's up with the dick shot?
So that's why we are on the same page.
Do you return pictures to them?
Nah, I do my Tims all the time.
Not the
you
Tims.
Wait, you do your dick with your Tims?
No, I don't need to put my meat out there because they got gay friends, so they probably gonna show one of their gay friends.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
There we go. All the dicks.
Oh, I send all the dicks.
I got hashtag meat mail, bitch.
That's fucked up, man.
But you know what's crazy? This is also something, and y'all gonna sit here and yell gay, but I have guys that I deal with who want to see the other dicks that I fuck, but they're straight. Yes, David wanted. Straight. I swear to God,
I'm not gonna lie. That's a little fire. And you know, I'm very fluid.
I know, like David wanted to see me in videos getting fucked by other guys.
Okay, well, that's a
they're not straight. They're straight to you.
This is how my group chat work. We be playing this shit out, niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Listen to this. I just choked on a dick so much that my breakfast came up, and as I'm re-chewing it and swallowing it back down, I think, is Ho really life? Why am I like this? Who raised me? But I ain't stopped though. Then the next shit.
Who is she?
Ho is
Snug is a bug in the rug. The dude whose dick she sucked.
Oh my gosh, that's nice. How we do. Sheesh. I'm done. So, Wax, what we like to do when we have guests, and wait, by the way, real quick, can we get your name? So I know I don't want to call you I Am Culture.
HB.
Yes. All right. Well,
I mean,
okay.
You want me to put my government on?
Hold on, HB. Wait, you know why I'm laughing? Because you know when you meet a nigga in the club and then you're like, what's your name? Why?
JR. Your nigga, your name ain't Junior, bro.
Okay.
What is it?
What's Junior? JR is JR. Junior is Junior. Yeah, exactly.
JR
could be like.
Okay, well, I ain't asking that. I said, what's your name?
What's
not
your
initial
name?
Nigga.
Damn. Like, let me give you a nickname. Don't give me
the
nickname.
Tell my name Herman.
Herman. Hemorrhoid. All right. Anyway.
I ain't lying. That's the best one you had in a minute.
That
don't
was
do
a good
that.
One. That
we know you're the comedian, bro. We know you're the comedian.
Okay.
Like, give me some slack here.
By the way, I came up with these questions for you. While I was on the train.
They good, nigga. So what we like to do, you guys know when we have a guest, is we like to play a little icebreaker game. We don't really have to break the ice with your ass, but we gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
So the first question, this is just a real simple one. Would you rather get caught having sex or kissing a blow-up doll?
By who?
Damn, that matter?
Hell yeah.
Wait, both things with the blow-up doll?
No. Would you rather get caught having sex or caught kissing a blow-up doll?
Fucking a blow-up doll or kissing?
Like making out with a blow-up doll, bro.
Or fucking
it.
Or getting fucking.
It depends on who it is. Like one of my dudes or like a girl walking on me while I'm smashing the chick. I don't mind about my mom going to walk up and me smash a chick. I'll be over there kissing a blow-up doll with my mom.
You know what I'm saying?
I think she'd rather see
like
you
smash
a chick.
I think I would be worried
kissing
seeing you kissing a blow-up
doll,
bro.
My mom is not seeing me smash. My mom going to see my meat. You're bugging.
She was wiping your ass as a baby.
Nah, not now. My shit different than I was.
Let me see.
You keep playing with your nipples hard, too. You keep playing with
Stop,
me.
Stop, Wax. I'm not. You know what?
The fuck off.
Okay, so
keep playing with me.
This is a,
don't you drive? You give me a ride.
So this is another question, and Weezy came up with this one. Have you ever had to tell a girl that her pussy was stank? And if so, how did you do it?
Yes.
So how do you tell a female that her pussy is stank?
You gotta just say it.
Wait,
you
just
get
say
all the courage.
Hold on, wait. Here we go. Let's role play it out.
You gotta go down on Weezy.
What you mean?
Oh wait, no, bitch, don't pretend it's me. Let's pretend I'm JR.
Whoa.
Wait, it could be a chick's name. All right, fine. Melissa.
Yeah.
Her name is Melissa.
All right. All right,
so which way are we doing? Like,
let's just say that, like, you know, you're finally getting in my bed and I'm like, oh, I want you to, like, you know, will you lick my pussy?
I hope your pussy don't stink.
No, but, of course not. This is role playing, nigga.
Listen, man,
so how do you tell her?
All the shit we know, you think my pussy, look at me. You really believe that?
I'm drinking water. My pussy don't stink.
Water?
Flushing out my shit.
Water helps.
It do. Water, it alcohol. Does.
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so
live cultures.
So real quick, you're going down on the girl. You notice a stench. How do you tell her that her pussy stinks?
And let's just say you pick your head up real quick. And I say, what's wrong? Do you not want to?
I'm like, you wild. That shit smelling crazy.
You do not tell a bitch her pussy.
I promise. Last girl I told.
And you literally said, I'm sorry, but your pussy stinks. But did
you
still fuck, though?
I'm like, yo, you
wild. Did you still fuck, though?
I'm like, yo, what's that smell? She's like, what are you talking about? I know she's leaving. Like, I don't smell nothing. I'm like, you wild. And something wrong with your nose.
You know what?
Something wrong with your nose, man. I was like, yo, you ain't right.
I believe you a little bit. And I only believe you because you ain't shit.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
What about you?
I sent him to the shower. I ain't that much.
Oh, you just tell her.
I've done that, too.
Yeah,
I've never
that much. I have told, like, you know, what's up? You know, like, I think you need to go to the shower. And
okay.
I just pretty much broke
Fuck
it down.
That. You should always supposed to be prepared and ready. If you going to open your legs, a female, supposed to be on point. We can have sweaty balls. This is shit.
Wait, what? Man, fuck out of here.
This is why you need talk space. You know what? You are a product of your ignorant-ass community.
So
if you think I'm going to be down there and it's
I'm
eye
just
for
saying,
balls
sometimes, you know, a man.
So as a female, we supposed to be okay with stink balls?
No. I mean, at some time, you'd be like, I still suck it. I'm saying, my balls be sweaty sometimes. The bitch is still going down there.
But have you eaten pussy even though there was a little bit of a smell to
Maybe
it?
Maybe a little taint.
Hold on. But that's different. I was just going to say this.
Like
first
you,
of all,
little
when your pussy is stink, right?
Right.
Like my,
I don't know about
no,
this.
No,
often.
No, no.
Said right.
let me finish. Okay. My stank smell is sweat. It's like a musk. It's not right. a fishy smell.
Yeah.
And that's what I probably. That's when I've gone down on a girl. Like if it's just like you know what I mean. But if it's like smelling,
well,
like
I think that's the thing
too. Because
pussy
can smell.
I was about to say there's a smell like to pussy pee? And there's a smell to dick. There's a different.
Nah,
like,
there's a fish smell and there's a sweat smell.
No,
that's
well,
the only.
No, there's a pussy. Fish, piss, sweaty.
Then which one did you eat?
The last one, I didn't even eat it. I didn't eat it. The last one, it was already when I was about to go. I wasn't even about to go down and smash.
He's lying.
He's lying. No, we're not. Because listen, I always look.
He's
first thing I do.
Exactly.
Listen,
thank
first
you.
Thing I do, I go ahead and lift the pussy up and see if it pumps and all that type of shit.
Okay.
Lift the hood up and see what the fuck going on in the engine.
Lift the hood up.
Yeah, lift the fucking hood up and see what the fuck going on.
So you take the labia and you just spread it apart?
Nah, you're going in and playing around, but you really looking at shit.
They be lying. Okay.
What you looking for?
Oh, wait, which one
bumps
was it?
And shit.
He said he tell her pussy stink.
You know when I look for bumps, I always like if a dude is not uncircumcised, I swear.
She likes
it. Yeah, if he's uncircumcised.
Right.
I always pull this. I have to know. Like, I'm not putting my mouth on it. If I see even like at the tip, some dudes have that, I have to like see and make sure there's no
I don't know about this moving the skin.
Because you know what bumps are in men? Fucking HPV and me. And I ain't dying over no dick, bitch.
No, you right. You right.
Makes sense.
You're right. So yeah.
I don't know how I don't have
what
HPV.
What else?
Yet. Seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
87% of women have it. They all, like, 87%
right.
of women have a strain.
Right.
And every time I go to the doctor, I be sweating just ready for her to tell me you got hot pussy virus.
We
and
all
I don't.
Do. I don't care what I go to the doctors for. They're going to tell me, I'm like, what the hell? I take an AIDS test or anything. I'm like,
it's dormant.
Lord, this shit dormant too. What the fuck? You fuck just as much pussy as I do.
I hate you.
Should be like the worst
you.
20 minutes
so here's
waiting
a,
for the
here's
results.
Here's another question she came up with. Have you ever smashed a friend's girl?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you said... Wait,
no. All right. What? Let me explain. Oh. I was already smashing, but you know how girls is with me. They don't really want nobody to know they don't fuck me because
no,
I'm a scumbag. Yeah, you fuck him real quick. You see if they're good or not. Or
honestly, to be honest, that's what I do. Shit. I wouldn't tell you
yeah,
that.
I'm
not
telling nobody. They might tell me fuck me. That's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know I ain't shit. You
that's
gonna fuck
secret.
Me, dumbass. You know what I'm saying? That's the fuck you get. You fucking stupid. That's like me getting with one of y'all and trying to get a real relationship. It's not happy. Yeah. I'm not fucking with y'all.
That was horrible.
I love y'all, but I'm not fucking with y'all.
First of all, we are nice.
I will literally just fuck y'all and
I
say,
I
fucked up.
Offended.
Be offended,
with clean,
baby.
pH balanced pussies. And you out here
with good ass salaries talking about
that's
like
the problem. That's the problem. I'll
what's
probably end up
problem?
Liking y'all motherfuckers. I ain't got time for that shit. That good pussy, you know what the fuck you doing? You experience.
It is good. Yep, these
so who got time for that dumb shit?
You know what? He going for you because.
No. Bitch, you was trying to get him in the bathroom on Brilliant Idiots.
So I
you
was
love-
joking.
Yeah,
that
so
was
you was. You keep trying me, though. But
you about to draw that
though.
Dick off.
Yeah. I can't fuck wax, so I'm trying to fuck Charlamagne's wife.
She is trying to fuck Charlamagne's wife. And she was in Andrew DMs. Like, now it's just, now,
I know
now
it's
you're
kind of
crew loving. She's crew loving at this point.
Hold on. This is the thing.
I tell him about it. You know what I'm saying?
I have such a crush on her once that picture came out. And I'm just not giving up hope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just not.
But I told her in order to fuck Charlamagne's wife, you're probably gonna have to suck Charlamagne's dick, and she's willing to do that. And
oh my god!
I just
want to fuck Charlamagne's wife. Whatever.
You have to
the
take
nigga
both.
Be on book tours. Maybe I could just have her when he's busy. I hate
you
so
what?
Much.
I don't know. You know, I fuck you though. I tell him about it.
That's as close to Charlamagne's dick as you're getting.
You gotta get this dick to get close to her.
I try to help you out. You know, I tell them it's good or it's whack.
I'm not.
But I want to know if it's whack because you like you don't mind giving it away. So is it good?
Nigga, what?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Do you listen to our show?
Nope.
I know you
that's
don't.
A
you
just
be all
just,
in my DMs.
Look,
talking about my
fuck.
Feet.
Yeah.
Talking about my feet
not
with your creepy
feet.
Ass.
Not only your feet, I'm trying to fuck.
I'm done. So
I ain't got no game either. Tell them I ain't got no game. My game sucks.
Oh, we wax believe them. You. All my DMs. Pretty
we
toes.
Believe, right. Heart emoji.
No.
Good
I don't do hearts.
No, actually,
do, no,
I ain't never
I
seen no hearts.
No emojis? You don't do emojis?
No, I don't know how to do it that good.
I fucking posted a picture of me in a
oh,
V-neck
got
top.
An Android. Makes
and
sense.
Wax wrote me back and put,
hot,
I'd suck them.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
Let me see that right now. What the fuck you talking about? I don't even know how to spell that shit. What the fuck you talking about?
I don't even know how to spell that shit. You know how to say I want to suck him.
It ain't happening. Oh, I ain't say that's not me.
Hold on.
Come on, look. I got a lot there. Tell the truth.
Yo!
She's going.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait.
Hold on.
Sit your ass down.
wait.
I got dick.
I'm gonna leave that shit. I'm gonna leave that shit.
All right, shit.
Because you know you ain't shit. That's why.
So
you
not shit. So anyways, so we're gonna don't spit up water, bro. Chill. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Because I was going through.
This is what we gonna do. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this
one
now.
One of my replies that I just passed through said, "Bro, you gotta stop."
Y'all get on nerves. Anyways, listen, guys,
when I'm full of cum, I promise you, I'm probably saying a bunch of shit. But soon I fuck you up. Like, I look through the shit. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? I probably look at some shit.
Me too.
I shit fucked up, right?
Bro, sometimes in the middle of a threesome, after I come, I'll be ready for everybody to leave.
Get the fuck away from me.
That's why he wanna fuck you. Wax literally. So before we went on to Brilliant Idiots, we're all talking, and Wax pretty much says, "Yeah, bro, I really wanna fuck you, Weezy, because you look like you'll fuck me, and then you'll leave on your own, so I don't have to kick you out. Like, I don't even have to worry about you." And I was just like, "Damn, so he just think you eat like you're not even gonna be a headache."
Wax, I've only honestly, you think I fuck Arab? I've only had
let's not do this.
I've had two new dicks this year.
Let's not do this. That's what we're not gonna do. We're not gonna talk about this. Anyways, guys.
No, wait, this year one and then last year.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that right now. That's what we're not
gonna
do.
So four dicks in the last 2 years?
Bro, she's lying, bro. Let her
she's thinking about it too much. She's thinking about that shit way too much. I don't know.
Anyways, guys. Last week, guys, we had Jameela Lemieux on the show, and we discussed feminism. As you guys know, we do a segment called Vanilla Shit, where we bring up something that's in the news that we want to bring up. And Weezy found this article, and I thought it was interesting, especially coming off of a feminist episode. A women's advocacy group wants Spotify to also pull Chris Brown, Eminem, XXXTentacion, and Nelly, and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Who is XXXTentacion?
Isn't that how you say it? XXXTentacion?
Something like that.
Tentacion. You got to say it with an accent?
Sounds fake Spanish.
Nigga, I'm not Mexican. Why are you expecting me to have the Tentacion?
You kind of look Mexican a little bit.
Don't do me. Nigga, I'm black. Don't do me talking about look Mexican. Fuck you. Anyways, guys, you guys know, so women's advocacy group Ultraviolet is applauding Spotify's new policy banning hate content and hateful conduct that has brought with it high profile removals of R. Kelly and XXXTentacion from curated playlists, but in an open letter published Monday. Not Tekashi, nigga.
No.
It is someone else.
It is. Tekashi's on that list.
Oh, Tekashi's on this list too. So basically what they want to do is they're requesting Spotify to take off all of these artists because they've been either abusing women or sexual assault allegations. Right. So Nelly was not convicted. Chris Brown, we know he hit Rihanna. Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'm not familiar with. And Eminem, I guess Eminem, because basically he's been talking about raping bitches.
He's been talking about killing his mother, killing his baby mother.
But I don't know what Red Hot Chili Peppers did.
Oh, me neither.
White boys do pills.
So I wanted kind of you guys' thoughts, because y'all know R. Kelly been having a little home full of little girls forever. And XXXTentacion, I don't know what he did either.
I want to know what
What are your thoughts on it? Like, do you guys...
I mean, we still listen to Mike.
We still listen to who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, and he was playing with little boys.
We all still love Bill Clinton.
Where's the conviction?
Bill Clinton just got his dick sucked. There was nothing wrong.
He's still married, but leave all of the fuck alone. Listen, I ain't mad at Bill.
No, I fuck with Bill.
I need some coke, Bill. You know what I'm saying? We chill out. I ain't going to do the coke with you, I'm saying.
That's why the white girls love you.
So, and I'm not going to lie. I love, I'm planning on going to Chris Brown's tour. I love his new stuff. And I mean, shit, I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, R. Kelly, yeah, he ain't shit. I feel like it's something with the new social media, like, that's making us want to cancel every fucking body. And
now,
I'm like,
Kanye had to go, but.
I'm saying Rihanna and Chris Brown are still cool.
I was saying that to Mandy last night. I was like, we only forgave Chris Brown, I think, because Rihanna forgave him.
I was chilling with Chris Brown when he was doing.
Rihanna looks like the type that she likes to get hit.
Don't do that.
Okay,
that is not what we are.
No, not.
Look, like.
Not randomly hit, but I'm talking about sexually. Like, you got to choke Chris. I mean, you got to choke. I know you're
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel the opposite. I think Rihanna doing all that.
Rihanna
is definitely getting smacked in the bed, choked, spit on. She's getting the works. Every time I see her, I just think about, I would love to just.
But real quick, because I want to say this to our listeners, real quick, because
sexually.
Wait.
Regular.
And that it's funny because that's what made me think, like, even though he did way too much, obviously he shouldn't have put his hands on her. When he said she hit him first, I believed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Island bitches don't fucking play.
Nah, for sure. She hit him. She got him.
I don't think that, I think they're going overboard with wanting to remove them or not, like, shout them out. Especially so Nelly wasn't even
Well, I think allegations,
charged.
That's not fair.
Allegations is not fair. Correct.
But.
That's why it's so scary. Girls got to chill out. I mean, listen, the real allegations is there, but the other girls are
Why did you even
down.
Do this with Wax? Because I told Come you, on. Didn't Come I tell on. You, don't I'm be saying. Saying certain shit, so I'm going to have to cuss him out. Why do girls even do that?
No.
Wait, why listen, do girls then, even do what? Go
listen,
ahead.
That's what I'm saying. You got to listen.
You got to let him talk, Easy. Weezy. Let him finish.
That's why you ain't got no man. You ain't got to listen. Lord. If you listen, I promise you, the relationships that you want to break up with, he ain't even say that shit. And you over here mad for nothing.
Okay, so finish. What do girls have to stop doing?
Certain girls get mad at me and just say, oh, I just say you rape me and then what? Because they know.
A girl has said that to you?
Plenty of girls said that shit to
well,
me.
Well, because you're like a known rapist. Like, that's what Charlamagne said.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Certain things you can't even play around with. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
But and they know I didn't do it, but they just say, oh, you want to fuck with me? Like, I know how to get you. Like, that girls use that for their advantage. And they warning the shit down because there's really girls out there who go through certain shit.
Right.
And then now everybody gonna be like, this is another one of them girls. But she probably one of the fucking girls who really happened to. But these other dumbasses fucking upset because you cheated.
I'm gonna be honest
you
with
fucking
you.
Other girls.
I believe the Nelly thing. And I'm gonna tell you why. She's going so hard. Like, to me.
It's only one girl?
Yeah.
No, there's like three.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. But the girl with the bus. Like, that said it happened on the bus.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying that I feel like maybe he was a violent person or whatever, but I do think that what she's saying, there's just no
What's
way
she saying? Was he drunk?
Bro, he tried to throw it out of court. She did it again. I think they tried to pay her off. She didn't even fucking take it. Like
I don't think all of that has been.
But when
you
when
out.
You deny money, to me,
I don't know about that. I honestly don't know about
that. You don't think she's clout chasing though?
Okay, now see, this is the thing that I've seen a lot of men say this, and I will say I don't think that you could sit here and necessarily say that
who would want you
a
around?
Woman just wants money. That's why she's claiming rape. Like a lot of those women who
that's
accused
not clout
Bill Cosby,
chasing,
like. Didn't do it for money. They did it for mental healing. Like, and so just because a woman comes out and claims that a man with money raped her, you can't automatically assume that she's claiming this for money or for clout.
I don't say that either.
Like, that's I think
that's
kind of
like if that could be the worst thing to associate your name to. So there's no way.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a thing either.
But I will tell you this though. People say, why do women follow other women that do it, or it could be lies. Something happened to me, I remember, in high school.
I don't know.
School.
Bill Cosby got way too many allegations.
Oh, well, that's why. And, but he's been charged now.
Yeah, in high school, though, there was a teacher that used to, like, touch. Not touch, but, like, be really
Bill
flirty.
Cosby, but that.
So when it happened, they had all these girls in a room. And I had never said that he was doing things to me before. But, I mean, he would tell me, like tell me I look nice or tell me he liked my body. And I never said it until I was called in the room. Eighth grade, it was in middle school.
Damn it, you was real little.
Maybe it was 8 or 9.
He was really a pedophile because you ain't have nobody in high school
or middle school. I mean, like, they were 14-year-old girls.
That's crazy.
The guy was a principal, he was a teacher.
He was, like, a PE teacher. And they asked, he would say those things, but I wasn't about to go to nobody. And finally, when someone did, then I said what happened to me. But what does it look like? Now it looks like we're all lying. Because we've never said anything before. But you know, some people are uncomfortable to say something, and once they see one person go, they're like, "Well, I'm not gonna let you go down by yourself."
They have
this
the courage
to, me too.
To back them up,
right?
She's not lying. It happened to me too. All right, so see, they got real cases like that.
Right.
Motherfuckers, stop playing around. Well, so say it put like this: if you know she's lying about to go telling a dude, would you back her up? And knowing she's about to take it down, and fuck his life up.
No. I would never sign up for that, and I don't believe in. Also, like when you do something like that. When you falsely accuse someone of something like rape or sexual assault, you could literally ruin that man's life.
That's
like, so that's something that I would never do. But there are bitches who are
that
savage to do something like that.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. The only reason I kind of believe it is because when you're hurt, you'll do anything.
Any fucking thing.
Yeah.
We know what's happening to me.
Listen. All
what,
I know.
A girl trying to get you? To
we
fuck
not
you
gonna
up?
Bring that up. And
no,
we
I'm
not
going
through
the same shit, so I get it.
All I know.
Oh, and then I am.
Yeah, right?
Served. You got served, bitch.
Next. All I know is that when it comes to this, I'm not canceling Chris Brown. I don't really listen to Eminem that much anymore. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah,
I never
got some new dope shit, though. Eminem got
Wait, what did Eminem do?
So Eminem has talked about raping and choking people and throwing them in the trunk for years.
He been,
his music is savage.
Since the 90s.
Since was the first one. Like, yeah, I fucking locked her in the trunk and
I think his first single, he was talking some crazy.
So are we gonna cut the fucking? Okay, Rick Ross said he put a Molly in her drink, and
which is why he lost that endorsement from Adidas. Or
that was horrible.
But why didn't they
cut that right off?
Yeah, but that was horrible for Rick Ross to even say that.
Nigga, I put Molly all in her drink. She enjoyed it.
Have you ever been?
No, he said she ain't even know it.
She ain't even know it.
Did you have you ever been drugged or anything like that?
Have I ever been drugged?
Do you remember when that happened to me at Vane? I told you that story. And I knew
I've never been
right
been
in
drugged.
The middle of it happening to me. I had one drink. I knew what was happening and started making myself throw up. And the second that happened, I just couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, something happened to me too.
That shit is so scary. Like,
yeah, a lot of stuff has happened to you, Wax.
Not too much, but
that's why we gonna get you our Talkspace code so that you can, you know, work on that.
A girl got me. I woke up with one sock on and felt like somebody's chewing on my dick, and I felt that was a fucking girl I knew. Yo, for real.
Please get him a therapist.
They trying to get that chicken money.
Please, he needs it.
Literally, one sock. I'm like, yo, I woke up like, what the fuck?
You know why? What just came to my mind? What you said that Mandy used to say that pissed me off.
What?
When I told Mandy I had a therapist, she was like, I know myself. I don't need no therapist. That's the
you
same
say that
shit
all
you
the
said.
Time on the. Well, we don't,
but I get it.
I mean, that's genuinely how I felt. At that time.
If
so
tell me some fucking tell me something else. I don't want to just tell you all my business. They'd be like, all right, your session's over. I'm like, fuck you, I just told you all that shit.
It can't be a female therapist either.
Why?
Because he's gonna wanna fuck him.
I'm gonna show my
meat. I'm gonna believe that with you, because you ain't sure.
I'm telling you,
that.
He's gonna fuck up the whole session.
Old Sue Johnson looking lady.
Why don't we just fuck so I can just get that out of my head, that experience out of my head?
Wait, well, let's just fuck so we can get it out of my head. What is wrong with you?
Get that fantasy.
Do you have any female friends?
And then go on with the session.
Do you, is it your friends?
Yeah, sometimes you just fuck them. Like, sometimes, like, they thirsty, so you just fuck them.
But do you have any friends that you haven't fucked?
Yes.
They ugly, huh?
No. They're really hot, too.
So why?
Because they said no?
No, it's not that. No, that's not true. I mean, I'm sure we both sexually attracted to each other. It's just like curiosity do that shit. The come in me makes me want to fuck you. Then as soon as
the come in you makes
it's like, I don't give a fuck.
What,
if
you're telling me because your balls are full?
Literally, I want to fuck you. Like, no reason. Like, I probably fuck both of y'all and be like, all right, hot. That's it. Like, I really don't give a fuck what you do after that. Like, you could tell me anything. I'd be like, all right.
And send us on our way. Ain't
that some shit? Yeah, I want you to leave so bad.
Okay. Well, guys.
You ain't want that white girl to leave.
As you guys know, what we do every week is we bring a kink of the week onto the episode. And this is where we kind of try to teach you guys about some things to either do in the bedroom or explore. And kind of just...
Bitch, this sound like what Wax don't want bitches to do.
No, this is... I picked this specifically for Wax because we know that you like the BBW girls.
What's that?
So...
The word is smothering.
Smothering.
Hell no.
Smothering is a term used to describe the obstructing of airways for sexual pleasure.
I got claustrophobia.
Smothering.
Fuck that.
Smothering typically occurs when a person covers a partner's mouth or face with a part of their body or an object such as a pillow. Smothering is considered a fetish activity and a form of body worship with the BDSM community. I also want to really quickly, though, I want
to
explain smothering.
I know what this is.
One of the most common techniques for smothering sees a person sitting on his or her partner's face. While this technique appears similar to the sexual practice of face sitting, traditional face sitting does not deprive the submission person of oxygen. When a woman smothers her partner in this way, it's known as queening, as she appears like a queen sitting on her human throne. A dominant may sit with his or her genitals or buttocks, smothering the submissive person. Women may also smother their partners using their breasts. The submissive person is typically expected to orally pleasure the dominant while being smothered. So it's really funny because I wanted to bring
this
up.
Have you seen this one?
Yes, where she sits on the face.
Oh, wait.
No, that's the wrong one. But
you know what I'm talking about. And she was like,
and she just slaps him. So thing. I wanted to bring this up because, as you guys know, in a recent episode, I mentioned my not much of a care for oral sex. However, when.
You don't like head like that?
I don't really care for head. No.
Fuck. I fucking hate you.
Don't fucking high five me. Hot. But no, so I don't.
Well, guess Mandy gonna be the one
well,
you have.
Well, no, I really. I don't care for head that much.
I won't go down there. I won't fuck you.
I fucking hate you.
I can't fuck
Let
about
me finish,
that.
Bitch. Let
and
me
when
tell
we get
my
another
story,
girl,
though.
To eat your pussy and then I'll fuck you.
And you think you're getting a threesome first round? Go on somewhere.
Man, that's your fuck it then.
Anyways.
She looks very eatable.
I brought this subject up because although I don't like oral sex, when I was in when I was having sex with the nigga that I had the threesome with, he let me sit on his face. And I realized how much I enjoyed having the control of being on top of his face. So I don't really care for oral. I didn't care that he was eating my pussy. But I felt super aroused with the fact that he allowed me to just sit on his face. Because I feel like I'm not a small girl. So if you let me sit on your motherfucking face,
be a real one.
I feel like, ooh, shit, can you breathe down there? Did you die, though? And it literally, it turned me on that I was able to kind of sit on his face. Now, whether he couldn't breathe or not.
Can I tell you what I think it
was?
That
was his personal.
A lot of women think that it's the control thing. But what happens when you're sitting on someone's face is you're doing your own movement while their tongue is sitting there. That's a really big thing.
I didn't care about that.
No. But you're stimulated in a better way because when you ride a face, you're doing exactly what you want to your own clit.
Yeah.
So you might think, oh, if I'm in control, your pussy felt way
better. No, psychologically.
You think it's his tongue, it's his nose.
Right. That's
the nose. I mean, fucking.
Yeah, but psychologically, I like to feel like a dominant person in the bedroom. So I know that psychologically I was turned on by me sitting on this.
How do you know
face.
Psychologically when you ain't use Talkspace?
Here it is, bitch. Because I know myself. So psychologically, I know that that's something that I enjoyed. So I brought this up because it's talked about that you like big girls. So I want to know if you've ever experienced smothering because you be eating pussy, but do you let bitches sit on your face?
No, I don't like big girls. You know what? I smash, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Tell us the truth.
Listen, I definitely I got my share of fat girls. I definitely smashed, but I'm not a fat girl chaser. I like my slimmies with nice, pretty toes.
Okay.
Fit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, so then, how does it happen?
So how do you end up with big girls?
Just watching that fucking fat girl porn. Sometimes.
So you watch fat girl porn?
Sometimes. How fat? It all depends on. Like when it strolled through, sometimes it'd be like stepmother. And then it'd be like.
And then they just be big stepmom.
Now, yes. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get that. So, how did it stroll through to you?
How you just know. Land on big girl porn?
It got big girls and some like the stepsisters and shit like that, big. And then you go to the next one, and whatever category at the bottom, you got a bunch of them, and you got a bunch of big girls. You hit another one,
and you
more
just stay on the big
girls. How big?
Stay
on the big girls.
Huh?
Bigger than you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like 250. They like 300.
Well, don't get hard.
I'm just saying, no. But the last big girl I smashed was in Myrtle Beach years ago. And it was just so
that
crazy.
Doesn't add up with these current stories.
Well, no. Right. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that motorcycle shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What's it called?
A bike week.
Black
Bikers Weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
They have
Carolina.
That also.
Hold on.
In Daytona.
He said the last big girl I smashed. That
that's
means
bullshit.
Big to him is big, big.
Yeah, that's big. She
300
she
pounds?
Like 360.
So,
360?
Wait, 360?
Yeah, she had
bro,
two
really?
Asses.
360?
She had two asses, bro. Come
on. She had two asses.
Yeah, she had
250, 280, 360.
Like she had,
bro.
She had a roll
like three
on her
people.
Ass.
How did you know what roll to hit?
No, I just picked it up and that pussy was like way wet. It was like.
Did your dick get lost?
No, see what I was doing, right?
What I was doing.
She laid back like when she was.
I don't care how big it is.
Everything,
it can get lost.
Everything went at one time. Like it was no. You got some girls you be like this. Everything was just like this. Cool. Everything was at the same time.
Wait.
Everything was at the same time.
All this right here. But what you mean it was going at the same time?
Like, her whole body.
Her whole body was.
And
moving.
She was so bad. She was so big. She couldn't.
Bro.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
more
some
motion
girl, like,
for the ocean,
one girl,
baby.
Like, some girls, you like, you can move around all that. Nah, once you ever, whatever way that motherfucker was going, that's what it was.
Oh,
so she laid back like that, and I could not believe I was smashing that shit because she had a bunch of like.
But your dick stayed
bruise.
Hard the whole time, right?
Because I knew I wasn't supposed to do it. Her boyfriend left her in the room.
Oh,
and I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it. That's the only reason why I got hard.
Well, she had a boyfriend. She must have been decent.
Nah, man, hell no. She
was she white or
paying
black?
For everything. She's a black girl. She was paying for everything. She bought him a fucking bike and all that shit.
So
he
how did you end up fucking?
Ass. Because when I come out of the room to smoke or whatever. So I come out of there and on the balcony, and she's kept on like showing me her titty. I'm like, what the fuck going on, man? It's just some sneaky shit. I like sneaky shit. If you sit there and tell me that we're gonna have sex, I probably don't want to do it. Like we got to do some shit that we not supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like we got to. It just happened. You know what I'm saying? But if you were like, planted, like, girl, like 3 o'clock, come over, I can't wait to fuck you. Girls be sitting texting, I'd be like, man, she's killing it. Don't tell me you want
to
fuck
I mean, I guess
me.
It makes
you
sense. A lot of men like to fuck, like, married women or.
No
or,
married women for me, though.
I mean, but a lot of men do. Or women who have boyfriends already. Or,
yes,
like, or like
mind.
I'll come fuck you at your office. Like, they like the adventure of not of doing shit that they're not supposed to be doing.
That's it. That's what it's about for
so
me.
So when
man.
A bitch say, let's do a dick appointment, dick appointments don't excite
nah,
you.
Nah. Just be like, yo, come over. I need you to help me do something. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Actually, I got to move next weekend.
I got your back. You know what I'm saying? What you need me to help you do?
I only got one ass, though, so.
Look at you offering your ass for some goddamn free movement.
He said the girl had two asses.
I'm done.
No, I didn't say I was offering my ass. I'm just saying maybe the thought will help him put my IKEA shit together.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking you on top of it.
Shit.
Undone.
I don't know. You kind of big. I don't think you can fuck on IKEA.
Let me tell you something. IKEA ain't that stable, nigga. So.
I was about to say, IKEA furniture, I don't know if it's that sturdy.
Listen.
Like, you a real nigga.
All day. Like, keep the Tim's on everything. Like, it's really going down.
Not absolutely not.
You fuck with your Tim's
on? I'm not getting fucked with him.
Then I'm not fucking you.
You want your
I'm not sliding with socks on. Like, get the
why,
fuck out
why
of here.
Why are you
and
fucking with
having,
socks on?
And I'm not having my toes out fucking you. Who the hell are y'all
you
fucking?
You don't fuck with your toes out?
You don't have
no.
sex naked?
I be rubbing the feet. Like, when
on,
me and my nigga,
definitely
like, not my,
Tim's
nigga,
is
but
on.
When me and 24-7 fuck, I, like, his feet are so smooth. I enjoy rubbing my
not
feet against his.
Fucking
I like it. And I don't even like feet, but I like happening. Rubbing his feet.
I'm not trying to, like, toe fuck with you, but.
It's not happening. I'm keeping the Tim's on. Well, fuck the shit out
you
of you.
Really?
I'm
wait, so you're not.
Like,
you
this
don't...
is an adventure. I want you to keep some shit on too. Like,
this
yo, we
is
might
an
have to
adventure.
Run.
So what? Hold on, wait. You're not getting in a chick's bed?
The fuck you in a bed for? We ain't married.
Hold on. So you telling me if
you married
like...
now?
No, if you like this surprise dick, right? You never had a girl like, oh, come watch a movie with me, and you get on her bed.
Nah, I fuck the bed. We on the couch watching a movie. Like we in a bed, we're going to sleep. So I'm gonna be like really laying in bed with you, and then. Like, start trying to fill you with my pinky and try to put the pinky in the pussy. And I ain't got time for that high school shit. If I'm coming to fuck you or what? Let's smoke a blunt and let's chill out. You drink some corny ass wine and drink some, eat some fish. And
corny
get
ass wine?
Moscato.
You want
yeah, so I'm saying, if I see you with some wine like this, oh, she won't fuck.
Yeah, that's what
Aziz
thought.
That's true.
You know what? I'll keep my undocumented people that's doing my furniture. Please.
I'm done. So I want to bring
about
this extra.
This
still wanna fuck it. One day you gonna fuck me. It's all,
I'm
it's
done.
All
I wanted to bring this into our horrible decision for the week, and this comes from something that you actually recently said on the Brilliant Idiots episode with your recent quote unquote breakup. So the horrible decision for this week is it's not you, it's me.
Yes.
And so I wanted to talk about how you decide that you want to work on yourself or how you break up with someone when things are going so good. What? So I'll give the backdrop of the story real quick. For you guys that don't listen to Brilliant Idiots, Wax is newly single. and it's because he said that the girl was too good for him. And so I want you to kind of touch on how you broke up with this girl, even though everything was perfect.
I think
and why
you said
did
that
it.
Shit because no, no. She listens. And I don't think she's going to listen to this show.
No,
so let's
no.
keep it honey.
I got
to
oh, my name is on. It's going down. But,
my word. Name's on this shit.
Yeah. But we wasn't in a relationship. It started out as business. Mm-hmm. And it's all God's honest truth. It started as business. And
what kind of business?
I got a couple of companies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
with your cock?
One of them. And that was one of the companies that was servicing the situation so we could keep on moving and going without catching feelings. You know, a lot of girls always say, like, I can take it or whatever. I ain't going to like you or whatever. And I only like girls when they don't like me. Now, as soon as you start liking me, I don't fucking like you. No.
A lot of guys think this
you know
way.
What I'm saying? No, I promise you. As soon as you start liking me, I really don't like you.
So what is a girl to do, real quick, because I want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. If a girl is just in a situation where she's fucking a guy and mm-hmm. she does start liking him,
why would she not pull back? Go fuck somebody else real fast and get your
yo,
mind
I ain't gonna lie
right.
to you. That shit
that's
works.
Interesting.
Yeah, go fuck somebody
that shit working
else
with the dude
quick.
I'm talking to.
But you have to find some dick, like, have a wax in your phone. Somebody gonna bust your ass and keep your mind off this other guy to keep y'all sane. But don't go get some whack dick, then you don't really fall in love with this other motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I always had
that motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this guy ran out of weed, you always got that backup. That would be backup weed.
So
you know
a backup dick.
Had that backup
and that
dick.
Backup dick is supposed to keep you from getting in your feelings.
Boom.
Okay. So what are you saying? Yes. You were the only dick?
If I'm the only dick, it's a fucking problem.
Well, no, is that why she started liking you, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this person also work a lot and stuff like that. So it's like, boom, dick is like, you know what I mean? In this industry, when you get it, you go ahead and get it and keep it moving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
how do you know she started liking you? What did she say?
She started like saying certain things like, I want to be with you. I want to have a kid one day. Oh. Stuff like that. That's how you scare a motherfucker.
Okay.
If y'all girls don't want to sit there and get rid of your man, and act like you like him a lot. Talk about marriage and kids. I promise you, he's getting the fuck out of there. You know what I'm saying? That
well, damn,
on your
what
couch?
If he like you back? Then you good, but if he don't, look.
It's all up, you know what?
That's when the girl starts acting funny.
So real quick, as a woman, are we supposed to wait until the guy shows interest in us before
Yes. You would know. You want a guy to like you more than you like his ass. You got to make sure.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to say I really agree with Wax.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
This is where I've learned my lesson, and this is why I'm getting treated so good right now. I be thinking about this nigga all the time, but don't fucking text him.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
I let him text me first, and then I get that second
one. Give him 10 minutes, and then you reply back.
I let him do that second one, and then I'll hit right back like, oh, my bad, thinking about you too. Wink. Real bank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to. Because once you're just too...
Oh, we know. We know. We know.
What you mean? We know.
We know.
Bitch, you don't want buying gifts and loving niggas.
First off, you don't want.
That sound like raw dick.
You know, actually, it's amazing condom dick. Actually,
you ain't buying no fucking present with no condom dick.
It's condom dick. We have never fucked raw in the 4 years that we have been fucking.
4 years? No raw?
No raw. Well,
somebody
no
he ain't raw. Doing nothing.
Somebody
he ain't doing something right.
Somebody no. thinking somebody got something right.
No. I'm not.
Okay, to be fair, he's a rapper.
Well, so let's not get into details, but I don't want.
I mean, they know on the show.
Right, but I don't want a child, and we both know that we are fucking other people.
Somebody's scared that somebody got something.
Anyways, no, get the fuck out of here.
I think that's a bullshit thing to do.
No, that is bullshit.
Somebody scared somebody got something.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. And it's amazing.
He rapping and you got a show called Horrible Decisions and he's scared and you scared.
I'll let you. That's it.
I don't think that's it at all. But okay. If y'all want to see
you. I'm going to tell you why. 4 years and you ain't felt that dick one time, bitch?
Not one time?
We have had horrible decisions for 1 year. So before the 3 years, I was in school and he knew I was in school and that was that. So let's not bring
using
up
the clinic.
I'm using a clinic.
That's a bet.
You know, I'm really sorry.
I suck him off raw, yes.
You already sucked the drugs. STDs out of it.
I mean, I don't want a baby.
Pull out. Do he want a baby?
No.
Then he'll pull the fuck out. Y'all knock it the fuck
off.
The
pull-out game does not work. And bullshit.
First of all, hold on. Let's just let me educate our ladies real quick.
The pull-out game don't work.
I can't do birth control because the hormones be having me fat and crying.
It's not good. You also want
to hard-ass nipples. I do the rhythm method.
It's
a fucking real thing. And then I don't have sex when I'm ovulating.
What's that?
The rhythm method is like, so when you're ovulating during
let
the time
you're
pregnant.
Let me get an app and it's going to tell me when my eggs are ready to make a baby. Bullshit.
It's not just an app. You have...
Because
let me tell you something. I keep this pussy together.
If somebody comes in you, there is still a time.
Right, but if you're pulling
after,
out and also using the rhythm method,
that pull out game pre cum you can get pregnant by.
Yes, but if you're using the rhythm method, how can you get pregnant when you're not ovulating?
I guarantee, if we Google, oh my god, I used the rhythm method and I got pregnant, there's a whole bunch of message boards.
What the fuck is a rhythm?
Okay, well, condoms too.
Just checking when your periods are consistent.
Like a certain movement.
But if you horny, why you? Girls get extra horny when they're ovulating, though.
Right, yeah, so you just got to control
your
yourself.
Your pussy be all creamy and shit. That shit hard enough. But you can get pregnant with condoms, too. So to your argument, that's bullshit.
I mean, of course you can if they break.
Okay.
Or if it comes off.
But why is he nutting still nutting in you? Why he
nutting? Oh, no, he nuts
on you.
This
is
my mouth. Thank you. He nuts in my mouth.
I love you.
So you see where the flower is?
Shit. He don't be nutting in no condoms.
These green dots right here on the calendar. It's called my period light, by the way, my tracker light. It's when I'm about to ovulate, and that is the day that I'm most likely to get pregnant. This is the app pregnant bitches use.
So this one you in your period?
The red is when I'm on my period.
Right. Look, there? He looking. Next
right.
week.
Right there?
Look, nigga.
I'm just trying to say, don't ever call me that. You need somebody to move? Fuck you. Call me in the third.
Okay, so we're gonna get back to your relationship. So basically, you realized she started liking you more.
And that's when I started running.
And that's when you started running. So how did your communication with her change? How did you start running? Because you literally wasn't running.
No, I started telling like, nah, you know, I'm trying to be easy. I don't want to do this. Let's keep it business. And then I started saying like, you know, business and pleasure can't make it. It's not gonna happen. And
right.
Then certain situations start happening to me. I am a scumbag at certain times.
No, but you started to like her.
No. I'm keeping it real. I'm always keeping 1,000 with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she started liking me, I started backing off and I started telling her, and she was just like, I want
to
be with you.
She wasn't listening to you. Now, let me ask you this.
One ear out the other.
Let me ask you this. Were your words matching your actions?
1,000%.
Because a lot of times, men will sit here and say, I don't want no relationship, but you doing relationship shit. You sending me good morning text. You laying up with me.
I wasn't
you
doing that.
Fucking
I wasn't
me
doing
raw.
That. I wasn't
was
doing
you
that.
Fucking her raw?
It happened. But
it happened.
I'm not you.
A lot of
I'm not you.
A lot of
I think
girls
that we give girls
that.
Too much like it's too much slack for saying, like, did he do relationship shit? If I'm saying I don't want to be with you,
thank you,
but I sleep over, you can't Come think on, that I want man. You because I slept over. But people will eat their cake and get as much as they can.
Right.
Like,
but a lot of girls will also assume that because he's doing these things, his words ain't matching and maybe I can change his mind.
That's a problem.
That's how a lot of women work. They'll still continue, even though you're telling me you don't want a girlfriend, even though you're telling me you don't want a relationship, because you're acting like you really like me. Maybe if I keep staying around, then you'll change your mind.
I'm gonna tell y'all ladies what to do when that shit start happening. The second you realize he don't want one, leave, and guess what?
Go need another dick.
That nigga be up your ass right
there. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
The second
you come on, get the fuck out the way. You start running.
Yeah. So you deaded it with her by saying pretty much that she's too good for you, and you wanted to work on yourself. Kind of, which is kind of what Alex says a lot. You just know that you still want to be a hoe and fuck off, correct?
No, you're right. And one of the thing is...
No, I mean, yeah.
Nah, I'm going to keep it real. Like, the thing is, it was like, she's a good person. You could feed me right now. Like, somebody, you gave me some water. I appreciate you. Now, I'm saying I'll never do nothing wrong to you unless you do something wrong to me. She helped me down before, so I'm like, all right, you helped me out. I don't want to just shit on you.
Right.
Like, I want to be the guy for when you call him, like, oh, this dude just not hit me. I want to come over and fuck him up because you're a good person. I don't want to be the guy that piss you off and make you upset. I hate that type of shit.
Yeah,
I agree. You know what I'm saying? She is too good to be dealing with some motherfucking scumbag who can't keep his dick in his pants.
Right.
And you know that about me, and you keep getting fucking upset every time you hear that I'm fucking somebody else.
Okay.
So now I feel bad that you keep getting upset at me, and I can't control this shit. Like, there's no way that this motherfucker right here gonna tell me to come get it.
What you saying is nice and everything, but basically he was like, she acting like I'm her boyfriend and this bitch gotta stop, so I'm gonna cut her off.
Exactly. You gotta chill out.
So let me ask you, when you get into this situation with someone and you see that you're not able to turn it into the relationship you want
that she wants,
but uh-huh. you're not there, how do we know as women when a guy is ready to settle?
He'd be talking about that shit all the time. He'd be like, yo, we're going to go get a house. I want to get you pregnant. I want to marry you. What you think about that shit?
So even if a man says, I don't want a relationship right now, the next bitch he could be saying all of that shit to.
So what?
Bro, let me tell you, I just found this out about this shit. Just quick thing to tell you.
But as soon as the other bitch start liking him, he getting the fuck away from that bitch too.
Listen to this shit. My boss, right? You know I have my work husband. I was joking about it. He said, don't joke about that because my work wife is not my wife. I said, really? He was with a woman for 3 years.
All right.
Started working with this chick, liked her, broke up with his fucking girlfriend, married this bitch in 6 months.
Well, no, it's the same thing that happened
with... Six months. Why is it always when we... Look at what happened to me. Wait, you know who.
We tired of y'all motherfucking
broke
ass.
Broke up with him 2 years, he got pregnant and married the next bitch.
Yeah, but it's not only that. If you guys remember the situation with Lamar Odom and Chloe, he had like, what, 4 kids or so with his high school sweetheart. Never, like, didn't give her a ring, didn't marry her, fucking married Chloe in 30 days.
But I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that's Chloe. I don't believe it's something she did.
I believe he was ready.
This is women that kind of let you know that they ain't playing. For example, Loverboy and me, right?
Right.
I was happy, whatever. Did I want more? Yes. Didn't go well. I made that shit so clear with this new nigga. I'm meeting his mom in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Damn.
Like, I was like, you know what? He said, you know, I know we're single and I'm thinking about going on a date. I was like, well, you do that because I think I'm going to do me. He was like, you know what? Never mind. I canceled. I don't want to see that girl. Blah, 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 blah. I want you to meet my mom. Like, what the?
You put it on him, huh?
But if you don't do that
hell
shit.
No.
That's the thing, though. When niggas know you will leave, they really feel like you're worth it.
Yes, then they say, so you can test that shit out.
I agree. Yes.
So that's what I want y'all girls to do. Try to act like
but
you'll
also,
get rid of
it's
me.
It's not to say that it's not necessarily that y'all relationship ain't enough, because they're just going to take whatever they can get.
Yeah.
You know?
We only going to do what y'all allow us to do.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think was going on in your relationship that made her feel like you could do that? How much time did you spend with this girl?
Oh, too long. Definitely.
What's too long?
Too long.
Did you go on trips together?
I only went because of... I'll be cursed out or whatever because, and I always felt bad because she is a good girl and I do want her to be happy.
I went on trips with her.
Yeah, I went on trips, but it was just like, I'm here because to make you happy. We had sex because I wanted to make you happy. We did things because I wanted to make you happy. It wasn't that I wanted to do this ever. You see what I'm saying? I'm not here. I'm only because you're a good girl. I want to hold you down. But
yeah,
if you're a piece of shit,
like,
it's easy to go fuck other girls and all that. I still fuck with her. She's a piece of shit. If she's fucking somebody else, I'll fuck you too.
I think a lot of guys send mixed signals though to women. And so if you guys were spending
how many trips have you been on with this girl?
Not just one.
Ain't nothing crazy.
Out of the country?
Yeah.
Did you meet her friends?
Nah. Nobody liked me.
But they met you. But they met you.
Yeah. Baby one.
Hold on, like, but wait. How did she meet your mom?
And me she met being, the mom?
Nah.
I'm not trying to call you out. I just heard that on the show.
Yeah, listen, Charlamagne's a piece of shit. That never happened.
Charlamagne's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that never happened. But the thing is, and she got mad because all these type of things I was not going to do. Like, I wasn't going to go here. I wasn't going to do this with you. I wanted to do because I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but you do deserve this. So let's go find you a guy that you deserve this with.
That's ego
killer.
Hold on.
Let's take you to Jamaica since you like big black dick, and let's get you another one because I can't.
No. I don't want. She's so good of a person. I don't want nobody just a piece of shit to go grab her because only gonna do is run over her.
I'll be mad as fuck if I'm fucking a nigga and I like him, and this nigga grabs my hand and say, "You deserve
better,
a good nigga. Let me go help you find another
yes.
nigga."
Know why?
What?
Know why I'm telling you this? Because you don't like me. Every time I turn around and fuck somebody else, it's World War fucking III. I can't get stressed out like this. I ain't got time for this shit. So guess what? We're going to find somebody who's not going to be fucking like I'm
fucking.
Could
you have been with her if she let you fuck other bitches?
No problem. I'll chill out. I wouldn't be in a relationship with you, but I'd still be around. Like, I'm all the way gone right now because
you don't have to act. So even if she let you fuck other girls, you wouldn't have committed to her? Like, in a maybe open relationship type of situation? Was it literally the fact that you just wanted to fuck other girls?
No. I just didn't want to. I want to be in a no relationship right now. I'm trying to be easy. You know what I'm saying? I got
Why
a lot of things
going
on. Why do
you want to fuck
on.
Other girls? Were you not?
Other girls is just like different gas stations me riding down the road. It's nothing really crazy for me. Like I got molested when I was young, so a pussy
just,
like
stop fucking saying that.
But
no,
I'm for real. That shit is like station? That shit is nothing
Yo,
to me.
Yo, metaphors be crazy.
Pussy yeah. gas stations.
Literally.
I just drive past different gas stations and want to stop.
I mean, at least say pussy is like food. Like, I like to eat different shit.
Man, listen, come fill me up. Get the fuck out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you, what you do after you get gas? You sit there? You pull the fuck off. So pull the fuck off.
I fucking hate you. Anyways, we're going to get into real quick. We have a whole mail.
Oh, I hate him. I'm drying up, Wack.
So what?
I came in, your arms was looking good, and your arms look nice.
What did I want this piece?
Right. So every episode, guys, we have a whole mail, and this time we are going to read a whole mail and hopefully get some advice from you for our listener. The topic for this one is, I need my man to step up or I might step out. So it says, hi, ladies. Let me start this whole mail by saying good sex is high on my priority list when I'm in a relationship or in a sexual situationship with someone. In the past, I've told people to stop because their dick was trash. Girl, me too. Like, stop moving, get your dick out of me, and get dressed or go to the bathroom and finish. Sheesh. I've worked on my delivery and communication since those days, but I digress. My current boyfriend, who I am in a serious committed relationship with, doesn't like the fact that I get off when he beats the pussy up. This happens once in a blue moon. I'm the first to admit that sometimes I like it rough, with the hair pulling, spanking, a little choking, etc.
I love her.
Yeah, me too. This is me. He said several times that he hates that's what drives me crazy, but it is what it is. It's become so much of an issue for me that I reached out to an ex that I had an insane sex life with.
Boom, there you go.
Nothing inappropriate yet. He made me come every time, was packing, loved to get me off at any cost, and have that nasty animalistic sex that I crave sometimes. He also took direction in the bedroom very well and also made sure I came. We broke up because he wasn't ready for a serious relationship, so y'all wasn't really together. This was just who
this
was
fucking.
Basically.
And I was, or so I thought I was, because I am now wanting to bring my hoe phase out or at least find someone who wants to please me, even if it is an ex. Mandy, I know how you feel about refucking with exes, but that nigga was piping and he is really what I could use right now.
Mandy, fuck all her exes.
Don't do me. Me and my exes don't end off in bad terms.
Yeah, that's it.
You know? Shit. And I know it works. Why fix something that ain't broken?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to ask the question. So this is the question she has, guys. How do I let my current boo know that I need more sexually, or do I just throw the whole man away? My current boo is established and a great man, loves me like no other, and treats me like a queen. He just wants to make love all the damn time. What are your suggestions?
Sucker.
Bro, can I just say, when I heard this question, I saw, like, I got some, like, DM that from, like, a fake page saying, oh, y'all doing good right now, but you gonna run out of shit to talk about, blah, blah, blah. The fact that she's about to leave a good man because he can't fuck,
cause
we
can't
always
fuck.
Gonna have a show, bruh. People need sex so much.
Yes,
it is literally
yes.
the center of your relationship.
It is.
And finances.
95%.
I'm going to be honest with you.
The rest is 5%
I think sex is more important than finances.
Oh, yeah, because I've been broke and fucking the shit out of girls.
We know, because broke now fuck the shit out of girls.
Yeah.
I would rather deal with...
We're not having the homosexual conversation.
Hold on, wait. Now I'm trying to think. Now that I'm established in my life, would I rather have great dick and no money or money and terrible dick?
I bet you do want the dick.
I think I'm going to take the dick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, when I was broke, I wouldn't have did it. But now I can buy whatever I want. So right.
Yeah, you going like that?
It's funny because I had an issue with Q, who was a guy that I used to date back in the day. And it got to the point even to where he wanted to move me to Jacksonville or whatever.
Pussy that good?
Damn. Yeah. Hello. Shit. But the issue is when we had sex and we had a whole conversation about it, he hated that I liked, he called it porn star sex. Like, I liked it rough, the choking, the spitting, the anal, like, all everything really nasty.
Yes.
But he hated that. He wanted to make love, which I completely related to this email because that was an issue that we had to do a lot of communication with. Now, this, it seems like he's not into
fast.
The shit that she's into.
He's nut fast, that's all.
So I feel like she's going to end up cheating on him.
I think communication will fix that. I think she just really needs to have that sit down with him and let him know.
Yeah. I think she
and if not, she needs to throw him away.
I also think that a woman should compromise.
Bitch, like, he paid for everything. Shut your dumb ass down.
Shut your dumb ass up. Fuck
and
your
go
ex.
Go fuck wax.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure you got a wax
fuck
in your phone,
ex, every chance you
I
get
have a wax
and
in
get
your
back
book,
to
so
her.
So you're telling her to cheat? Like have a side nigga?
Yes. Listen, at the end of the day, your side dude just need to have the three F's. Three F's. Food, fuck, fun. That's all you need.
Food, fuck, finance is what I thought it was.
My advice to her is she's saying that she does get fucked the way she wants to once in a blue moon. I feel like there needs to be a compromise. If your partner likes making love, make love because that's what he likes. And then y'all flip-flop and on the other end, have him fuck the shit out of you when you want to have the fuck. Like, you can't just.
Can't do it, y'all.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am a person that has.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds like that's not
I've been having
though.
Really, really great sex.
Me too,
and it's
bitch.
Because the people I'm having sex with are right here with me. Like, we are totally compatible.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I don't feel like very I need important. To start kind of having this kind of sex because it don't.
To please him and fuck him.
So
fuck
everyone's
her.
Advice it's, honestly, is throw the man away?
Only because
yes.
I mean,
it's a waste
communicate, and if it don't change, yeah.
This is the thing. If you can't do it now, how long have you been together?
Keep that money, bitch.
You're wasting time.
I don't know. I think
it's money, bitch.
If it's good for the next 3 months or 6 months.
Bitch, keep that money, bitch.
Not keep
that's
that money.
Broke, hey, have you a
that
little
broke,
side
that
nigga.
Broke, that broke good dick nigga. He'll fuck you on the side. Keep that nigga.
Keep the broke nigga.
No, yo, keep the nigga that here. Motherfucking yeah. money, girl.
Wax is out here
because
preaching like the, your fucking homegirl
listen,
in this bitch.
I'm telling you, if you got your motherfucking, you got your man at home who's taking care of everything,
so funny
hold you down and rub your back when you're in your period, and you gonna go out there to that motherfucking dumbass dude with the fucking Tim's on with dreads, he's gonna fuck you and send your ass back to this dude. So go get fucked good. And go back to this motherfucker over here gonna rub your back
why
after I fuck you early. What you mean?
Got on
Tim. That nigga don't wear nothing but Tim's. What
exactly.
Do you mean?
And I fuck with these shits all last
it's
time.
It's crazy
I had
because on. As a person of this show, we have not advocated for cheating. We talk. We advocate for communication
man,
and relationships.
Fuck all
I mean,
that.
I advocate for cheating if, like, you know,
that's not cheating when he ain't making you nut. All right, he ain't have his side of the bargain.
Lord.
So what the fuck is wrong with
I
you?
I could agree with him though.
He ain't got his side of the bargain.
No, because he, hold on, now I'm trying to think. If this was a
as
man,
a man
if this
he's
was
not
a man
playing his part.
And
though.
A girl wasn't making him come, I don't think I could say just cheat on her.
You know what? Can I say this? When I like you the most when you don't make, every time I come, I don't like you no more. Like, if you want me to like you, I cannot come with you.
You know what? Here's something else I just thought about when you were saying that. I've had sex with people that has been, like, decent or good, right? And then when I break up with them and fuck them again, I don't like them as much as I did. It's not that good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever going to be that good because she's not too into him.
She's
it's done.
Probably not that.
It's done.
And especially for her.
Once you get a bad experience one time,
and for
it's
her
done.
To have already reached
she's
out to her
thinking
ex.
Thinking about the other nigga?
She's already done.
It sounds like,
keep the money, girl.
She's on the verge of just like really leaving him.
They
like,
live
she
together,
never
right?
was really
they
into bitch. Him from the jump.
So, girl, I mean, you know what?
Maybe
your
they're
coin
just comfortable together.
Until you got money for your own place and then you can fuck whoever you want and you're going to meet somebody that's going
to. Girl, go to yoga class. Hey, fuck this guy when you at yoga class. Hint, hint. Cause I got somebody who always go to yoga class. She be sucking my dick. I feel sorry for
so
this dude.
So, fellas,
for real,
if
really
your girl
don't.
Is going to yoga, you might want to
don't holla
do
wax.
The black light in her mouth.
Yo, figure they got out. Naked yoga. You want to go?
I'm down.
See what I'm talking about? You be. This is why niggas want to fuck you.
She be starting
I just like playing this shit.
I like that shit though.
So real quick,
I ain't gonna give you no pussy though. You gonna leave that alive.
Anyway, before we head out, I wanted to read this while we're talking about emotions. This is another home mail that we got in. That's not really a home mail, but I wanted to read it. It says that I'm new to your podcast. I started in April after my husband's homeboy told me about it. I was running out of podcasts and I have never heard of yours, but I'm so glad that it's been shared. I try every day to not laugh out loud at work. Y'all don't get fired by laughing at our asses. I've gotten my husband to listen, and he doesn't even typically like podcasts. Also, I'm currently on the episode 57, but I just wanted to let y'all know that the monogamy episode was one of my favorites. Shout out to Lover's Quarrel for that one. That was a great episode. I, too, have only ever been with my hubby, and we have been together 9 years. I'm 29 now, but we met when I was 19, turning 20. I sucked his dick within a week and lost my virginity within 2 months. All right, girl, shut up. She said, I was Muslim, but lately I'm kind of like wheezy. I'm more spiritual. I feel like I'm helping the world be less fucking stupid as my husband is a black man and I'm full Pakistani. I don't really know why I'm saying all of this, but just wanted to get you a sense of who I am because all that said, I fucking love hearing your host stories. Y'all's mom cracks me up. And I don't know why, but your podcast just makes me want to go home and fuck my man. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of a big deal because over time I got less frisky, but now I'm suddenly reawakened. I also want to mention that, Mandy, I love your voice and I really admire your hustle and how you take constructive criticism. You really are the opposite of me.
Please.
On a way more because I'm emotional as fuck. Hashtag Pisces, which y'all, that's what this bitch across from me is a motherfucking Pisces, so I already know.
We're good lovers.
She said, so basically I relate to Weezy and love her so much, yet admire Mandy because I wish I could be less emotional at times and more logical. Not saying you aren't, Weezy. So keep doing.
You saw me about to say something.
So keep doing y'all show because I'm obsessed. And again, she said, if we need a photographer, hit her up. And I just wanted to say thank you guys. She said, sorry for the typo.
I think that is so fucking dope.
I love that.
I
want to
know what she looked like. You know, I like Priyanka, who's Indian, but I'll take a Pocky girl.
I hate. See what I'm talking about? She be offering a pussy to everything. She want to
fuck
a man.
Girls who got married. You fuck married women.
Have I ever?
Yeah.
And married men.
No.
Oh, I'm the one who fucked married men.
No, absolutely not.
That's me. Shit. But they pay my bills. I don't give a fuck.
I cannot. Married men, like, I would sleep with a couple. I'm not really a guest star type of chick, but there's certain people you might connect with, right? But, like, married men, there's something, like, I think
married
it's just
woman, I'm not doing.
There's a rule of, like, feminism that I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing married men. Married woman, I'm not doing.
I can't. Yeah, I can't fuck with men.
But if you got a girlfriend,
I don't give a fuck.
I can't.
You know your girl.
I can't do men.
Just so that y'all know, this is the show where everybody who comes on ain't shit. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Where can they find you, Wax? Like, where can our girls offer their mouth services to you?
At littledick.com.
I'm gonna check y'all.
This is why you play too much. Wax, go ahead and give them your social media. Y'all ain't gonna be able to see his
Wax
face though.
King, WaxKying.
Isn't it Wax Y King?
KY.
KY.
Like jelly?
KY jelly.
King.
KY. Yo, you know what I want to know?
I just spit on that shit.
Do you have a lot of anal sex?
Nah, not too much.
His dick is big.
Listen, they not willing to put my shit in. I put a vibrator in the ass and ice cubes.
Anyways, guys, I want y'all to know that we again are coming to New York motherfucking city June 22nd.
It is a Wednesday, right? Right now, what's the day? It's the 16th, and we only have like 90 tickets left.
Yeah, so we've already sold out quite a lot. So if you guys.
Sex sells, huh?
I fucking hate you.
That's hot.
You know. Anyways, if y'all wanna come by, the link is in our bios. You guys will see us promoting it, and we'll also go ahead and attach the link in the bio for this.
This is not
episode.
A whole show. It's not a whole show. Like y'all never showed y'all titties on the show.
Nigga, we sucked.
Why?
Oh wait.
Oh, whoa. I did pull.
You
my...
sucked what?
I said we sucked.
Wait,
that
was
the
about
show.
To say.
Oh no,
we had a dick sucking contest at our show. Actually, I did pull a titty out with Tyler. I let him grab it. That's only.
I think I pulled a titty out. Before,
I feel like
too.
He deserved it. He came. He made us drinks and shit.
He came.
Look, came to the studio.
Goddamn drinks.
About. This one. Right, but you know what?
Nobody else had ever came to our show, and really, at that time, he made these drinks and
pineapple drinks.
Oh, he got you drunk.
And he wanted to eat some.
No, I just felt like
he definitely wanted to eat some.
And he was cute.
So you just gotta bring some drinks when you come home.
Bring one of your cocks.
All right, I'm good.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I hope to see all of you guys in New York City June 22nd. And thanks for everyone who showed up to our live show in Atlanta.
I got a live show this weekend, too.
You have
Saturday.
A live show?
Oh, they're not going to hear it by then.
Why?
The 19th.
We drop on Monday. We have a show on the same day as y'all, but in Atlanta.
Yeah. So, again, thank you guys also. Thank you guys also for showing up to the Brilliant Idiots live show this past weekend. If y'all saw Wax, it's lit. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Get it.
Hi, guys. And if you enjoyed this episode and loved the sound, we want to let you guys know that we recorded this episode at Gotham Podcast Studio here in New York City. So if you guys are looking for a new studio or want to start up a podcast, you guys hit up Gotham Podcast Studio. That is their at name on social media. Make sure you check them out.
You
I hope you
appreciate for this.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Check them out.
Thanks again, Tori, for sponsoring today's episode of Horrible Decisions. We're going to play the rest of her single, Straight Fucking, and her album is actually called Delusional. It's coming out this summer, but her single is dope. You guys can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, and here's the rest of it. Thanks, Tori.
Not town.
I say close the door,
turn off the phone.
When I tell you pull up,
you know what I want.
You know what I want. I ain't playing no games,
you know what I want.
Straight fucking babe, no love making, I'm desperate, no foreplay. Fucking babe, no love making, I'm dead serious, no foreplay. We out all night, we on a mission, babe. In the kitchen, we ain't doing dish, babe. It's your plate, go and lick it, babe. You don't like this position, go and switch it, babe. We got all night, but don't rush it. And you know I really love it when you touch it, but I love it even more when you rub it. Gotta slow down, we don't wanna rush this, yeah. Like it when I talk dirty to you, put it on a plate and let me come and serve it to you. Serve it, tell you it's yours, send me prosperity. I'ma ride on the limit, Uber's here, yeah. And I do a little better with my tongue play. Let me dance for you, be your Beyonce. So good, you gon' make me your fiance. And you know I like it when you pull my hair. My back is on the ground, my legs up in the air. I got butterflies in my stomach. You know how bad I want it. We ain't stopping till the morning. I say close the door,
turn off the phone.
When I tell you pull up,
you know what I want.
I ain't playing no games.
You know what I want.
Straight fucking babe, no love making, I'm dead serious, no foreplay. By how you stare at me, my body's ready and it's calling for you. I'm waiting for you to say what you want me to do. Back arch, go back, start slow and pass, but we gotta make it last. Hit the brakes, hit dash.
Cameras on,
showtime.
I'm gripping it
like it's mine.
Three running through,
mine's mine.
I'm about to go,
no time, yeah. On the ground, my legs up in the air. I got butterflies in my stomach. You know that I want it. We ain't stopping till the morning. I say close the door,
turn off the phone.
When I tell you pull up,
you know what I want.
You know what I want. I ain't playing no games.
You know what I want.
Straight fucking babe, no love making, I'm dead serious, no foreplay.
Fucking baby, no.